mojo would swallow things whole. A chicken carcass, a bird nest, and assorted stones and sticks. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues. He was constantly itching and scratching, chewing the hair right off of his legs.
DINOVITE.com.
On the Dynavite, all of these symptoms disappear.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you love your dog, you need to put him on Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call us now at 800-414-0152. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-414-0152. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-414-0152. Again, 800-414-0152.
A heat advisory in effect this afternoon. Partly sunny, humid, thunderstorm, and the high at 90. Partly cloudy, humid tonight. Shower and thunderstorm, low 72. Partial sun tomorrow. A shower and thunderstorm, a humid day, high 88. For Saturday, partly sunny, the high near 86. And then sunny and humid on Sunday, the high Sunday at 88. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
It's 93 degrees at AM 560 KWTO.
AM 560 and 93.3 FM, KWTO, Springfield. Keep watching the Ozarks.
And it is Dr. Norman Shealy with you for the rest of the hour. And you can be here too on Open Line Thursday, 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Lori, good afternoon.
Hi. I was calling about a lung condition that I have. The doctor has diagnosed it as bronchiectasis, and I got that because I had a lung infection called Mycobacterium avium, and I actually had it twice. I guess from that it just developed into this bronchiectasis. And I have got problems with my breathing. And the doctor has tried to give me some to nebulize and stuff, but it really doesn't really seem to help it that much. So I just wondered if you had any kind of a treatment for that.
I think this is an indication for ozone. There are many other possibilities as well, but definitely ozone. Now, are you already taking vitamin D3, Lori?
Yes, I do. I take 5,000 a day.
Good. Okay. Well, I think this is an indication for ozone. It's like triple oxygen. It's very safe, and it's very anti-inflammatory. And we do offer that at the Shealy Soil and Wellness Institute.
Okay.
351-5221.
Okay. 351-5221. Okay. So should I just call and make an appointment?
Yes, please do. And tell them that we talked on the radio and you want to come in to discuss the possibility of a zone. Tell them we can start with what's called a focus visit. That will be adequate.
Yes. Okay. Thanks so much for your help.
Thank you for calling, Laurie. Mm-hmm. And now it's your turn, 862-9977, 800-375-0056. John, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yes. How are you doing, doctor?
I'm great, thanks. What's up?
Well, I have a worry in my mind, and I thought I might talk to you about it.
Okay.
The worry is that they may be forcing mandatory vaccines on us in America.
Well, you're going to have to shoot me with a gun first. There is no circumstance in which I would have a vaccine.
But is there anything we can do about it if they decide that that's what they should do to vaccine millions of people?
Well, you may have to fight it legally. I don't know. Right now, you can actually opt out, but that could change any day.
Yeah, that's my concern.
Well, it is definitely my concern, and as I said, to get a needle in me, you're going to have to shoot me with a gun first.
Before they shoot you with the needle.
Exactly. And,
well, that
you know, I think I have a right to protect my body from that kind of insult.
Well, that sounds like America the way it used to be.
Well, that's right. John, if things don't change between now and November, we are a lost country.
Yeah, I know that, and so you can see why I'm worried, because I've called you several times, and I'm up on this stuff. And
right. Now, the vaccine is, well, I can't say on the radio what I think about it.
I know, because you're a decent man, and we have children maybe listening.
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll just have to wait and see.
I think we should start a national campaign against vaccines. Thanks for calling, John. Blessings.
Okay, well, you have a good day, doctor.
Yes, sir. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Paul, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you, Dr. Sheely?
I'm great, thanks. What's up?
Got an MRI that showed a tumor in my sacrum, and they've done blood tests, CAT scan, bone scan, haven't found anything else in the bones. A couple of things in my kidneys they were concerned about. They're wanting to go to a CAT scan-guided biopsy, and I don't know that I want to do that, so I just thought I'd get your opinion.
Well, you know, it sounds to me as if they are concerned that it's not a benign tumor, but there is a very rare benign tumor that can occur in the sacrum. But since there are other spots, then they are concerned about making a diagnosis. And you really do need a diagnosis. Which one do they want a biopsy?
The tumor that's on the sacrum. I've just heard that if you do the biopsy, sometimes that can spread the cancer.
If it's cancer, it can spread the cancer. On the other hand, have they done an MRI or just a regular X-ray?
They did an MRI and a bone scan and a CAT scan so far.
Yep. You've got to know what it is. I mean, even though I would never treat cancer personally with chemotherapy or radiation, even to use IV vitamin C and ozone, I need to know what we're treating. So I would somehow try to get a diagnosis. Now, they could, of course, do the cancer blood test, and sometimes you can at least make some kind of diagnosis from that.
They did do a blood test, and the only thing that was out of line on that, something called the abnormal protein band 1,
yes, okay.
1.4. And they said that was high, but that everything else was in normal range.
How old are you, Paul?
66.
And other than all this, you're healthy?
Yeah.
I would say go see Dr. Leo Sunyakov in Bolivar. Sunyakov. He, to me, is the greatest oncologist I've ever met.
Sun, what was that again? I'm sorry.
Sunyakov. Sunyakov. He is in Bolivar at the memorial, at the hospital there. And I really like him extremely. I mean, compared to any other oncologist, he's a decent guy.
Yeah, and he'll look at natural cures and that kind of thing.
Well, he's pretty conventional, but he's open and very open to alternatives and to helping people who don't want to go ape with chemotherapy.
Well, they've already got me signed up with a guy in Springfield. And I've got an appointment the 7th to go see him to talk about the blood results and whether to do this biopsy or not,
right.
I think. Well, he may want the biopsy before I go see him, actually, but I'm not sure.
Well, I would at least consult it sometime with Dr. Sunyakov.
Okay. All righty.
Once the diagnosis is made, if you want to consider the alternative treatments, give me a call back.
Okay. Well, I do want to consider the alternatives, but
yeah, well, that's definitely going to be vitamin C and ozone and a few other things.
What do you think of liposomal C?
Oh, of course. if your gut will tolerate it, I have had one person get up to 16 grams a day of liposomal. That's almost as good as IV.
Yeah, I'm doing about 22,000 milligram right now.
22,000? Wow. That's a new record. be sure to get plenty of B6, by the way, Paul. When you're taking that much vitamin C, be sure you're getting at least 100 milligrams of B6.
Okay. All righty.
Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you very much.
862-9977, 800-375-0056. Jeff, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dr. Shealy. How are you?
I am great, thanks. What's up?
Fantastic. Yeah, we've met a couple of times. I'm also one of your downlines in the Tiani, so I have several people on that.
Oh, great.
But my question is, my daughter's 15. She's been homeschooled all her life. She is a non-vaccinated child, and she's just been accepted into a school. It's a private school here in Hollister, and it looks like that they're going to try to require her to get all her vaccinations. And my question is there anything I can do to avoid those?
I do not know, of course. There is a form you could have filled out and signed by me, but that does not necessarily, the school may unequivocally refuse to allow in without them. That is their prerogative.
I see.
You know, but I, you know, I think you can file an objection, but it probably will not work.
I see. Well, thank you for your answer. I appreciate it.
Good luck. And stand your grandson.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. And now I can say it is Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Sergey Sword, and Chris Griffith, all with you for the rest of the hour. And you can be here too at 862-9977, 800-375-0056. And of course, folks, although it is that time of year when, well, some people say it's great to get our lives back on track and return to the way things were, we all understand the risks of possible infections, viruses, bacteria, including COVID-19. The people behind HOCL Solutions have designed products to disinfect surfaces properly and have also developed products for the cleaning of all skin to include mouth, eyelids, and ears. As a surface disinfectant, HOCL Solution is an EPA-approved hospital-grade disinfectant. It kills a lengthy list of viruses, bacteria, germs, and can be used against the spread of emerging pathogens. As an FDA-cleared product, HOCL Solutions is safe to use on all intact skin, to include the eyelids, mouth, and ears. HOCL Solutions is alcohol-free, so it doesn't dry your skin. It contains no harsh chemicals or fumes. It's derived from naturally occurring minerals, simple to use, easy to apply, and safe for all. And most important, HOCL is effective to be used against the spread of harmful viruses and pathogens. Buy yours today at www.HOCLConnectors.com. Use promo code DOCTOR10 for a 10% discount and free shipping today. And 862-9977, 800-375-0056 to get on the air right now. And of course, it is that time of year when we get more active and want to enjoy the outdoors. Be sure you have plenty of emu oil on hand. The best thing for muscle and joint pain, sunburns, cuts, scrapes, bug bites, spider bites, and even chiggers. The natural anti-inflammatory properties penetrate deeply, being relief where needed. Check out Backcountry Naturals website, naturalemuoilproducts.com, for much more information about all their amazing products. And check out 862-9977, 800-375-0056 right now. And of course, maybe you've been thinking for a long time about acupuncture. There are all kinds of benefits. It's only been around 4,000 years. Well, there's one and only one acupuncturist that I can recommend, Dr. Jill, at Wellness Concepts Clinic, 1200 East Woodhurst, Suite R300, 877-1300, wellnessconceptsclinic.com. Of course, there's Dr. Jill, chiropractors, massage therapists, nurses, but most of all, Dr. Jill. And right now, 862-9977, 800-375-0056. And of course, Nature Blessed, Tarte Cherry Juice Concentrate, in the produce department at real grocery stores. If they don't have it, they're not a real grocery store. It's a fake, like everything else these days. It's part of the fake-ademic. Nature Blessed Tarte Cherry Juice Concentrate is the strongest single thing I know. 2 tablespoons, 3,750 orex, that's antioxidants. That's equal to almost 4 good servings of any kind of fruit or vegetable. It lowers your blood pressure. It lowers your cholesterol. It's anti-inflammatory. It tastes smashingly good. And it is good for you. Nature Blessed Tarte Cherry Juice Concentrate in the produce department at real grocery stores. And, of course, every day, anytime, you need access to the best health food products. And the place to get those is Spring Valley Natural Foods, the best in the world. Right there on South Glenstone next to FedEx office, loaded with goodies, 30% off on 2 or 3 lines of high health food products all year, 30% off on books all year. They carry all my goodies, Dr. Sheely's Essentials, Dr. Sheely's Youth Formula, Dr. Sheely's Magnesium Lotion and Spray. All 5 of my Bliss Oils, Eugesterone Cream, but most important, thousands of other goodies. It is the place where I shop and you should do. Spring Valley Natural Foods. And 862-9977, 800-375-0056.
And good to be here. And of course, been listening quite a bit to the discussion. Now, I just came back from a clinic. Now, it's not that I don't have intention to be here in time. It's just that every time I'm about to come out, there's somebody who comes in and, you know, I can't leave the clinic. Well, I could, but I don't abandon my patients. We're rolling with the IVs, ozone, vitamin C. This is the season. This is the time. We are so incredibly busy, but we're looking to get busier because that's what's needed in the community.
And I do want to mention, I had meant to print it out and bring with me. We've talked a little bit about medical intuition on this program, not a lot. I've worked with medical intuitives now since 1972. And every once in a while, there's a medical intuitive who also is a spiritual healer. These are two different fields. Most of the time, you're either a medical intuitive or a spiritual healer. Both of them can be useful. Well, Chris is both. And we had the most wonderful testimonial that was sent to me yesterday by one of our patients. Folks, I got to tell you, Chris Griffith is better than every psychologist in the world and every psychiatrist in the world. I'd rather see him than all of them combined at the same time. And if you want my opinion and you don't really know what's causing your problem and the doctors can't figure it out, well, we'd be happy to see you, but you also can have an appointment with Chris.
And speaking of, and Chris will be on in just a second, but Norm mentioned a testimonial. I got 3 or 4 of those just within a week for Chris. It's incredible. I mean, people are just happy to see you, and they're getting results. Plus, we're working together closely.
Yeah, that's great. I did have a question, though, I was thinking.
Okay.
The last caller, he was talking about vaccines. Why are they concerned if vaccines work? You know, why does it matter, then, if somebody's not vaccinated? If it works, then doesn't matter if some kid has it, right?
Well, the problem is, first, second, and third, there's no way of knowing in less than about 2 years what the vaccine is even approved.
No.
Secondly, we know unequivocally that the high incidence of autism, attention deficit disorder, and a few other problems is unequivocally related to too many vaccines.
Yeah. No, I meant along the lines of vaccinated people concerned about people that are not vaccinated. You know, if the vaccines work, then it doesn't matter if somebody's not vaccinated because their vaccines are going to protect them.
Well,
you know, that should be the thought.
Well, okay, I'm going to jump in here.
Yeah.
The concept here that we're talking about, if the vaccinated folks are so afraid and scared of the unvaccinated, even though they have been vaccinated, Why are they so afraid? Maybe it's because the vaccines are doing more harm than good and shutting down the immune system, excuse me, and maybe causing brain damage and all kinds of other things, and maybe they just don't do a damn thing. Okay, how's that?
And that's being kind.
Okay. So, and by the way, I just want to say something. Our office is happy to provide vaccine exemptions for those who apply, and I'm happy to say so far I have everybody so far who has talked to me applies. Number two, I want to say something about masks. If you feel that you do not wish to wear a mask 24 hours a day and to kill brain cells one by one by one because you're depriving yourself of oxygen and because masks have no scientific proof that they even work, please come in, and I'm happy to give you a note saying that you should not wear a mask. How's that?
Well, and by the way, that means both of us will do that.
And that sounds good.
Okay, folks, now is the time to call if you want to ask a question or make a comment about everything, because it is all related to your health. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Now, interestingly, I went on my way in this morning to buy my fireworks for Saturday night. That is my favorite holiday of all years since I was 5 or 6 years of age. July 4th has always been my favorite holiday, and we always have fireworks. And I asked the guy, I've been seeing him for 20 years or more, he said fireworks sales are up threefold this year. I thought they might be down, but apparently many people are going to celebrate for a change. 862-9977-800-375-0056. JW, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Doctor. Didn't mention a moment ago where his office was, Jeff.
Oh, of course. The office is located at 2840 East Chestnut Expressway, Springfield, Missouri, 65802. Telephone number is 417-351-5221. What is your question of interest? Or
no, moment, noting that down. It's both you and Dr. Shealy. It's I believe we all saw this coming, and I'm saluting you fellows for standing up against it.
Thank you, sir. Here's the thing. I'm gonna make a bold statement, but what do we do here other than make bold statements? Nothing unusual, right? Dr. Sergei Sorin here again. The concept is this. We have a constitutional right. We have a freedom, and we have, a number of amendments and freedoms that should not be taken away. And as a matter of fact, they cannot be taken away unless we give them away. And I'm not giving mine away. That's a period. That's a point.
My question might be, how do you know for sure what rights you have without checking with your attorney? It seems a pretty dynamic problem.
It's unfortunately, and I have my opinion, but I'd like to see what the other gentlemen here are thinking. Chris, your thoughts? Any thoughts?
Bill of Rights?
Bill of Rights. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, read the Bill of Rights.
Absolutely. I mean, again, I think you heard me maybe earlier say, if you're going to give me a vaccine, you're going to have to shoot me with a gun to get it into me, because I will not accept it under any circumstance.
And by the way, Norm, there's a Second Amendment which gives you the right to shoot back. There you are.
Hey, am I still on?
Yeah.
You are, yeah. Good to have you.
Yeah, Norm, I'm kind of thinking you better probably keep that stance kind of in the cover there, or we may see that day here before long.
Well, better be prepared. Good to be prepared.
Yes. I have my black
one. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Right. Well, we're hoping we're standing with you.
Thank you.
Thank you, JW.
Carry on, doctors.
Have a good one.
Mm-hmm.
862-9977-800-375-0056. Right now, to ask a question or make a comment, remember, everything you think, say, do is related to your health.
Bob,
good afternoon. You're on the air.
Well, good afternoon to the internationally acclaimed Dr. Norman Shealy, great author, the miracle-working man, and Dr. Sorin is doing the same great things right here in the Ozarks, touching people around the world.
Thank you, sir. Good to have you.
Are you ready for a great 4th of July?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, and the same to you, Bob. Have you got your fireworks?
Freedom and Liberty, one quick thing. 4th of July, Park Central Square. If either one of you could come down to Park Central Square, Springfield, Missouri. Many, many great speakers and Branson entertainers. We're going to be down there sharing why we love America.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The good things about America, about our founding fathers. And part of the good things is Dr. Norman Shealy and Dr. Soren. God bless you both, and God bless America.
Amen.
Amen, Bob. Right on.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You know, I'm going to jump in here. Okay, I think this show is turning out to be more fun than I anticipated. I'm glad I made it. So here's the thing. You may guess from my accent and my name, Sergey, that my origin is actually from Eastern Europe. Actually, I'll tell you, it's Russia. I'll keep the story short. We don't have four hours here for conversation, but we my family and I ran like a bat out of hell from the former Soviet Union, communism, Big Brother all over you, KGB. And I'm going to tell you, if we don't take our rights back, we're heading right in that category.
Oh, yeah. This entire thing reminds me of the Bolshevik Revolution.
Oh, yeah.
It's run by unequivocal communists and blank, blank, blanks, which I can't say on the air. And, folks, we'll be right back after this break.
From the Ozarks News Network, this is your 2:30 report. Silver Dollar City officials are reporting that some employees have tested positive for COVID-19. Company officials say they've traced the contacts of the infected employees and notified employees who had direct contact with them. Those employees will be quarantined from work and are being urged to get tested. Company officials did not say how many employees tested positive for COVID-19. The Laclede County Sheriff's Office is investigating a suspicious death. Deputies were called to a home in the 25,000 block of Highway YY and found a 57-year-old man dead in the home. Sheriff's officials say the man's pickup is missing, a red 1999 Chevy Silverado with a toolbox in the bed and rust over the rear wheels. The truck also has a scratch on the passenger side. And Springfield Greene County Health Department officials say two people who tested positive for COVID-19 have possibly exposed others to the virus. Before being diagnosed, the two visited Walmart on West Sunshine on June 17th between 9 and 10 a.m. and Wonders of Wildlife Aquarium on West Sunshine on June 27th between 4 and 6 p.m. For the Ozarks News Network, I'm Arlen Summers.
Hi, this is Brad Pistole, your local host of Safe Money Radio. Each week, we will be talking about IRAs, 401ks, and how to keep your money safe for retirement. If you want to find out how to secure lifetime income for your retirement accounts while keeping them 100% safe from market losses, tune in every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m. right here on KWTO
560 AM and 93.3 FM.
John Cruz here, host of America Outdoors Radio. Join me Saturday mornings from 10 to 11 on KWTO AM 560 to talk about the outdoors. I've fished, hunted, and paddled all across North America, and I'm always looking for great destinations to share with you. Listen every week for tips and advice from experts and the latest in conservation news. That's America Outdoors Radio, Saturdays from 10 to 11 a.m. on KWTO AM 560, 93.3 FM, and online at RadioSpringfield.com.
Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor here. Your car got a problem? No. Your problem is my problem. We're going to get together every weekend and solve it under the hood. From check engine lights to taillights, the Car Doctor is on call solving your car's problem. Put my 45-plus years of repairing cars, 28 of them here on radio, to work for you. Sunday morning from 7 to 8 on KWTO AM 560, 93.3 FM, online at RadioSpringfield.com.
A heat advisory in effect this afternoon. Partly sunny, humid, thunderstorm, and the high at 90. Partly cloudy, humid tonight. Shower or thunderstorm, low 72. Partial sun tomorrow. A shower or thunderstorm, a humid day, high 88. For Saturday, partly sunny, the high near 86. And then sunny and humid on Sunday, high Sunday at 88. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
It's 94 degrees at AM 560 KWTO.
And it is Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Sergey Soren, and Chris Griffith with you for the rest of the hour. And you can be here, too, at 862-9977, 800-375-5552. 0056. Stephen, good afternoon.
No, it's David.
David.
Oh, David. I'm sorry. Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. I got in on the tail end when you were talking about vitamin C and cancer.
Yes.
How many milligrams of vitamin C should a cancer patient take?
Now, David, here's the answer. There is no there's no cookie cutter approach. And number of treatments as well as the amounts, but it's also what goes with that because there's other components. Again, this can be a very long discussion. And this goes back for decades that we have been using this, but there is also ozone, IV intravenous ozone, that works collaboratively with that, and there's also laser detox to clean out the system. You know, you want to clean out the bathtub before you put new water in. So
there's no quick answer.
There's no quick answer. If you'd like to talk to us, 417-351-5221.
Let me give you just a brief summary of my opinion about it. The minimum for an average adult should be 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C with 1,000 milligrams of MSM.
And that's orally, by mouth.
That is Dr. Sheely's requirement.
With 1,000 milligrams of what?
MSM, methyl sulfonyl methane. That doubles the effectiveness of the vitamin C. Neither one of them alone will raise your DHEA, but the two together raise your DHEA 60%, the anti-stress hormone.
Uh-huh.
Now, for the intestines will tolerate at least 8 a day of Dr. Sheely's youth formula. Most people may not go above that.
But I'd like to also say that the oral supplements should be maintained, and there's a number of others for immune system, and we'll talk about the immune system too, but the intravenous is very powerful.
And anywhere from 25 grams up to a maximum of 100 grams with vitamin
C. Well, again, it depends.
Yeah,
you know,
the size and all kinds of things.
There's so many, the health, capacity to tolerate the detoxification, and so on and so forth. Yeah, that's, yeah.
All right, thank you guys, bye.
You bet. Yep.
Daryl, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Wonderful. What's up?
Hey, well, you know, I wanted to bring up a point about vaccines. I agree with you guys on the poor quality and all the other things. But right now in today's world, I think we're seeing a nefarious plan with the vaccine of the coronavirus, where they plan to administer it with a quantum dot tattoo. Are you guys familiar with this technology that's going to be coming down our road and mandated forcing of vaccines upon us?
Let me give you a good, concise summary. COVID-19 could stand theoretically and practically for the following. C for certificate, O of off, V vaccination, and ID stands for ID. So in other words, certificate of vaccination ID. In other words, unless you get a dot and a label, and unless you are basically tagged like a puppy or a dog, under Big Brother's control, you can't go to the store. That's the plan.
And when it gets to that,
we're talking the same turkey there on that, absolutely, sir.
Well, they're going to have to recycle.
We're working with some state senators to process a bill to eliminate mandated vaccines and medical procedures in the state of Missouri.
Amen. And like I said before, if anybody is interested in a letter or a note, come on down. We'll evaluate you, and if you qualify, and I haven't met anybody who hasn't qualified yet, I will give you a vaccine exemption. Why? Because, well, I don't like to see brain-dead children. Number two, I don't like aluminum and mercury in our system unnecessarily, poison our metabolic and other systems, and I would say another 1,000 other reasons. How's that?
Yeah, I agree with you on that, sir. They're just plain not good for you, and they're possibly the largest cause for autism as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, no question.
Hey, would you guys be interested in talking to me a little bit on the side later on about that the bills for the vaccine?
Sure.
Taking away the mandated vaccine, if you would, I'll leave my number for you.
I would be delighted to help you get that bill if I can.
I would say the three of us are all on board.
All right. I've already got a couple of state representatives and senators on board as well. I'll leave my number with your phone person after the call. But I'll tell you guys, I appreciate the truth. I know in the medical community and even at large, with pharmaceuticals in particular, they don't like hearing this message. Why? It cuts into their profits. And so I appreciate you standing your ground.
I don't call them the pharmacomafia for nothing.
Well, let me share my perspective. If you can't stand your ground, if you can't stand for what you believe in, then why stand? Lay down
well,
and be a...
And you remember the old tale. First they came for my neighbor, and then they came for my... my friends across town finally
Yes. And there's nobody left to support me.
Exactly.
We don't want to get into that position.
Exactly. So while we're standing, let's stand.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
And Daryl, good afternoon. That's Daryl. That was Daryl.
By the way, for anybody who is interested, I just want to mention, I've made a decision. I took myself off Facebook, social media, everything else, because, again, there's no sense playing the same broken record, but there is an interesting interview, or actually, you can look it up, Rand Paul confronts Dr. Fauci to his face about coronavirus, and I'm not going to say anything. Listen to it. Make your own judgment.
I can say what I think. Fauci is the most criminal person who's ever spoken on the national stage.
I'll summarize what the interview was about, basically. Mr. Rand Paul, which is a very well-spoken gentleman, lots of facts, basically got Dr. Fauci on that interview, that's my understanding, to say that Dr. Fauci is not really recommending or mandating anything. It's the media that's making a statement. But then again, judge for yourself. What do you think of Dr. Fauci? That's my Russian accent here. And what do you think of the media? Think for yourself.
I think Fauci is a liberal, Luciferian dictator.
That's a good summary. Okay.
Fallacy.
Well, that's being kind.
No, but I do want to mention something. I have noticed that, stress levels, anxiety, depression, and we specialize in that, by the way, and that's going through the roof. And why is that?
Well, because of the media in general and the national attempt to take over the communists.
Mm-hmm. And so the anxiety is rightful. I mean, we have the right to be anxious. We have the right to be concerned, really.
You also have a way to detach.
To detach. In other words, know your facts, but don't let it affect your emotional state.
Yeah, if you can change it, spend any energy you wish to on it. Otherwise, detach. And if you want to know how to detach, get Autogenic Focus on the website, realholisticdoc.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sign up for my free email newsletter and get Autogenic Focus. Practice it. It will help you detach from all the insanity going on in the world today. But if you're ready to just talk, ask a question right now. The time is open, 862-9977, 800-375-0056.
I want to mention about Chris and one of the services that he provides within our clinic, our service.
I know what it is. Laser detox.
Thank you, sir. How did you guess? Yeah. So what do you think, Norm? Again, we talked about that. It's a toxic society. Now, let's say who out there has had vaccines? Most of us to some degree. And again, I had them before I knew it was good for me. It wasn't good for me, I should say. And one of the best ways to deal with poisons, toxins, all kinds of terrible things is to detoxify, and this is one of the techniques. So if you want more information, give us a call, 417-351-5221.
And Pat, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I can agree completely with what all you gentlemen are saying, including that gentleman that called in that's going to try to do something legislatively. It's just amazing to me. I have people in nursing homes that are sound mind and body and aged and needed that assistance, and all their rights have been taken away,
mm-hmm.
and everybody treated the same. I don't know how you would feel about that. I just don't believe I'm astounded that it's been so easy to take everybody's rights away the way it has happened. And what would your solution be to nursing home? They're trying to follow the state regulations or the federal, whatever they're under. But people, they still have rights. What's your take on that?
Basically, I maintain the same statement I've said ever since I came to this country, ever since I've been saying in Russia. And I got in trouble in Russia even as a kid for saying that. I was a troublemaker to begin with. So it's good to be in America while we're still in America, unless we rename it Russia, of course, at one point. Know your rights, stand your ground, do the right thing, one step at a time, period.
Well, it just amazes me that it's been so easy for the government, local government, a mayor of a city that doesn't know, a mayor of a small town, that they can make these rules and regulations, and people just step in and say, how high do you want me to jump? That's mm-hmm. just amazing to me.
That's right.
Just wanted to voice that. Thank you for taking my call.
We agree with you all the way, Pat. Thanks for calling.
Pleasure. Yeah.
Rebecca, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi. I have a question. I suffer from psoriasis really bad on my scalp, and I'm not sure what I can do about it.
Well, that is a very important question. It's a generalized autoimmune disorder, and there are a number of things that can be done, but you really need a comprehensive plan. First of all, the single best thing is to restore your DHEA. DHEA is mm-hmm. the anti-stress hormone, and there are four natural ways for restoring your DHEA. Fire Bliss, magnesium lotion, Dr. Sheely's youth formula, and eugesterone cream. All four of those okay. will raise your DHEA an average of 60 to 250%.
But I'm also going to jump in with the fact that if your skin is showing signs of autoimmune, it's everywhere in your body.
Oh, of course.
So that means that to get to the root cause, we have to understand why you're having the reaction, and that's why we do a consultation and evaluation okay. of everything, and we also address your immune system. So that's where all of these things come in. So if you'd like to have a comprehensive, personalized evaluation, other than just, well, and Dr. Shilly's absolutely right, then come on in. 417-351-5221. And by the way, conventional answer to immune issues, push it down with steroids and destroy the entire body.
With methotrexate.
Yes.
That's what the dermatologist tried to give me. And I'm like, okay, this stuff is not working. And I'm just actually having a worse reaction to it. And it's extremely painful. So I threw all that stuff in the trash. And
good job.
Good on you. You're smarter than the dermatologist.
Rebecca, you're just the kind of person that we'd like to see in the practice, somebody with common sense. If you're interested, 417-351-5221.
351-5221. 5221. I will definitely give you guys a call because I just don't know what else to do. It's been going on for years now, and
well, the time has come, the walrus said.
Well, I just want to point out, and I'll keep it brief, there is an interesting reason why we're successful with over 32,000 people, 85% success rate, where everything else has failed. And I'm not going to call myself a genius. Norm is a genius. I can say it about myself, but I'm with Norm. But I just want to say that when something doesn't work and you do something else that works, it's going to work. And that's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I tried to, do the more holistic ways anyway.
Always.
So,
oh, yeah. Always
going to a dermatologist, I was already, not wanting to, kind of resistant, but I've been suffering for a while.
You can't separate your skin from the rest of your body. Let's put it that way. If we could, that'd be easy. Yeah.
I also have one more question. My kids have got into some Invertigo, and I'm not sure what I can do for it. Of course, the doctor gave them an antibiotic that mm-hmm. I do not like. I've been putting some cream on it there.
I've got an answer for you. I've got an answer for you. Well familiar with it. In the emergency room, I'm still emergency room doc. That's my only option because that's all the options I have. They don't recognize or understand what I do otherwise. But here, mm-hmm. there's a number of topicals, including topical ozone, and HOCL, hypochlorous acid, is another wonderful solution. We talked about that. It's great for the skin. It does great things. But come on in. We'll talk about all those things.
Okay. So even for the kiddos to come.
Absolutely.
In.
Right. We love kids. Got a lot of those here. Yeah.
Well, I'm on baby number 6, so we have lots.
All right. We'll see them all.
All
great.
Right. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks, Rebecca. And Bonnie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just wanted to thank you. I love it when you play off of each other and finish each other's thought. It's just like a beautiful dance. You know what I mean? It's really wonderful.
Well, thank you.
And a brave speaking men is absolutely exciting for me. Just tell it like it is.
Well, Abani, isn't that what America was founded on?
That is.
Men and women.
Not enough of us fighting.
That's why we have the July 4th to celebrate.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Well, I wanted to ask you about the evaluation to get the vax note. How much does that cost?
Well, basically, come on down. It'll be a focused exam, and that also is going to include some basic general, well, a good quality health advice to keep your immune system going. So call the office, please. I can't keep all the prices in the mind, but it's quite reasonable, and they'll give you the information.
A focus visit.
I understand.
Ask for a focus visit, please. Yeah.
That sounds good. And then I have a friend in another state who has rosacea. Is there anything natural for her? She's very natural-minded.
Rosacea? Oh, yeah, telephone consultation. Absolutely.
Okay, she could call you?
Oh, yeah, we do Skype and phone and Zoom and all that kind of stuff.
Same number, 417-351-5221.
All right, I got it. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you so much.
Likewise.
Thank you for calling. And Kathy, good afternoon.
Kathy?
I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
One is about toenail or nail fungus. What one does for that? It seems like it's a real pain for an awful lot of people. And
well, the best thing probably is HOCL. Mm-hmm. That is an excellent. I don't know if you heard my description of it before, but there's a product.
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, it is called HOCL, a disinfectant.
Solutions.
And yes.
HOCL Solutions. We'll give you the contact.
www.hoclconnectors.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get it in a spray bottle and other ways, and you can just spray it twice a day. That's the best single thing I know.
Yep, it's actually anything on the surface, but it's even safe orally. And as a matter of fact, I said this before, I'll say it again, there is a number of people whose limbs, diabetic ulcers and other very deep and terrible wounds were basically saved by this. And it's not a miracle. That's just how it works.
Fantastic.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I agree.
And another thing that I think may connect with what you were just talking with someone a few moments ago, like eczema and skin things.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned detoxing.
Yes.
Detox, absolutely.
And I think.
Well, let me give you the analogy. I'll just keep kind of brief because this is otherwise a five-hour lecture, a talk. But think of a body as a bathtub. You know, for example, at some point there's so much crud and terrible stuff. So the first thing you got to do, you have to open the drains. Detox, let go of all the bad things, and laser detox, among with other things that we do, is the way to go. And then you got to start putting clean things, and that involves physical, emotional, mental. And at some point, you need to keep it clean, because once the crud is gone, you don't want more crud in there. You want more clean stuff. So that's the concept of holism in a different analogy.
But it's sort of like a liquid plumber.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Yeah, so, if that makes sense, that's fantastic. I've got a lot of other analogies, but, you know, you just got to keep it clean. You know, mindset, physical, emotional, spiritual, that's holism. By the way, freedom. Freedom is good for your spirit, too.
Yeah.
And I do want to say, and again, and this is not a political statement, I came to this country. We came here for freedom, for rights, for options, and to be able to speak, to do, to act, and to use common sense. And I'd like to see that America survive.
No kidding.
Yes.
Is there a place to start? I'm familiar with, I don't know if you're familiar with, Hannah Kroeger's work.
Oh, yes, I know.
And her number.
I know a great deal about her.
There.
Yep, no question about it. Very good.
Mm. Any particular directions to begin?
Well, if you're going to do Hannah Kroeger, I would do her walnut, green walnut thing. But
yeah.
I would also start with a castor oil suit.
And that's another way to detox.
Yeah. Rub castor oil over your entire body after your shower and put on a sweatsuit and sleep in it. That helps detox, too.
But it'll take a number of sessions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've used castor oil a bunch. I remember you saying many, many, many years ago to take a castor oil bath.
Oh, yeah, that's good, too. That's great.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thanks for Kathy.
Thank you.
And Denise, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Shealy. I brought my mom in to see you about 3 weeks ago. She's 86, and she had the neuropathy in her feet. And
you had her do the B12 test, which was okay. She did a amalgam filling, the
Good.
Mercury test, which was okay. See, there was another test that you had her do, and it was okay. I'm trying to get her to come back in to see you again. She's saying, well, I've done everything that he said that it could have been, so I didn't know if you had any other things to offer her.
Oh, we have
a lot. Oh, she was not diabetic. That was the first test she did.
Yeah. Well, if we can't, pin it down as to be pre-diabetes or diabetes or B12 deficiency, et cetera, then the best treatment is pulsed electromagnetic frequency. It is excellent for circulation. It is extremely safe, and it can reverse that problem.
And Kathy, I just want to say,
Denise.
Denise, I apologize. Yeah, brains are wonderful when they work. One of Norm's favorite sayings.
That's
now,
all right.
Yeah, but I just want to say our success rate is literally fantastic. Over 32,000 success stories with 85% success rate. But where we have the 15% non-success rate is when people don't follow up. So please
right.
come
okay,
on in. And
but this is for neuropathy, right? This
right,
of course.
But that's what we're saying.
That it would reverse. Okay, okay.
Without follow-up, we cannot do further work. Yeah.
Okay, I will try to convince her. Thank you so much. I appreciate all you guys do.
Tell her we need to improve the circulation in her feet, and we can do that.
And I would love to see her in the 85% success rate and not the 15% non-success rate because of non-follow-up. That'd be wonderful.
So would I. So would I. Okay. Well, thank you all so much. Maybe that'll be something we can do. We'll pray about it. Thank you.
And happy 4th.
Mm-hmm. Happy 4th to you. Bye-bye.
Okay, folks. The moment is coming soon where we will be wishing everyone a happy 4th of July. Be careful with your fireworks. But the important thing is common sense. Do you know that 75% of all illness is because of people not having common sense enough to take care of themselves? In 1979, there was a wonderful article on responsibility of the individual in which he said, 95% of people are born healthy and become unhealthy because of human misbehavior. That human misbehavior is eating junk food, smoking, being overweight, not exercising, not getting adequate sleep. Those are the common things. You can remain healthy for up to 100 plus years just by having good health habits. And if you want to live longer than that healthily, well, you can regrow your telomeres. We'll be finishing in October the current study where our preliminary study suggests we could grow them 8% more than, I mean, they ordinarily shrink 1% a year. If we can give you 8% improvement, that's 9% better than you could get any other way in the world, and it's safe.
And we already have two other means of doing that already.
Yes, it's only 3.5%, but even that 3.5% is still 4.5% better than you could do on your own without taking care of yourself.
So if you get to live up to 160, healthy, happy, not nursing home style, I mean, just enjoying your life, why not?
So the point is, every thought is a prayer. Thinking sets in motion spiritual forces to bring about change. The time has come, the walrus said in Pooh, to speak of many things. And the many things we're talking about is health and wellness. And you can be that if you choose common sense. And until next Thursday, happy 4th of July.
Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 844-51-BIBLE. That's 844-51-BIBLE. 844-51-BIBLE.
Just now, another kid dropped out of school. There's one every 20 seconds. Over 200 kids an hour. That adds up to nearly 5,000 kids every school day.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. But there is someone who can change that. And that someone is you. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. So make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because the path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you.